Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Discussions with Delia. It's all these 64, I believe, or is it 64 killings since Newtown in schools across this country. And it really is troubling that this is what is going on, this is what's happening. So thank you for joining us for another very relevant discussion on Discussions with Delia. Before we launch into our topic, let me say good evening to my fabulous co-host, my awesome husband, Raymond.
Hello, Delia.
So, Raymond.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, one thing. Before the World Cup starts tomorrow, I am raising my hand and declaring that Brazil will win the whole thing. All right, so for the record, Brazil wins. Now we can proceed.
Okay, so you're declaring that.
I have now hereby declared.
Okay, so our topic this evening is very relevant to what's happening this weekend, which is the recognition celebration of Father's Day.
Mm.
And so I thought to myself,
self.
I thought to myself, self. With all this fuss and furor being made about Father's Day.
Mm.
And, I saw something else on the representation of fathers, in the media and how that representation does not really mirror or reflect what's happening in the real world. So I thought about, as it relates to our culture and our ethnic origins, the fathers of color. So if fathers generally are being misrepresented, fathers of color are really underrepresented and are being really represented terribly in our media. And that's not what I see as I walk around. So I thought to myself, what's the impact of having a father in your life? And are they even necessary? Right? Because, we've come out of a time when the number of families that have been single-parent households led by a woman, have been significant, very significant. And so are fathers necessary? And what about those children who are adopted by single females? Are fathers necessary? So.
I don't know where to begin in that regard.
Are you offended by my question?
I feel a little bit handcuffed. One, I had a father, and two, I am a father. And I think...
So you like to think they're necessary?
Geez, I hope so. I hope so. Because, in any scientific study or anything that you're trying to prove, if you are no different with it, then you are without it, then it's not necessary.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if the outcome of saying what the impact is of having a father is, can be seen as having one is X, not having one is X minus 5, I think, I don't know. I mean, if you are without it, then what does it really... I am a bit baffled and...
By the question?
Yes, and handcuffed by it, really.
Okay, so my question, I thought about, and I kind of tried to expand on it a little bit. The question was, are fathers necessary? Do children need to have fathers in the home in order to have a healthily developed child? Right? Is that...
Because then it becomes fathers, and then there's this term that is used a lot, the father figure.
Okay.
Because... is that inclusive of that? Because the father figure does not necessarily have to be a man. You know what I'm saying? If you want to use it in that way. So what is it that we're saying is necessary? The DNA father, the father that...
But what does father mean, you know? Which leads me to, of course, the research.
Okay, what does the research... Let's go to the research.
Yeah, and so there's one sociologist, Dr. Copinow, right? And he's done... It's not an area, by the way, that has had a lot of research. I know there's Dr. Mincy out of Columbia who's also done some research into the fatherhood, you know, into this idea of fatherhood. But Dr. Popenow, who we're looking at today, says fathers are more than second adults, he says, in the home. And that they actually, fathers, involved fathers, actually bring positive benefits to their children like no other person can bring.
Based on what?
Based on the relationship of, you know, that's reflected back from that father-child encounter, in exchange, relationship.
Here's my problem with this. Just the concept. And yes, you're right. It is a pebble in my shoe, and I don't know how best to address it. But there are so many different things of saying, all right, there are men who have donated DNA and have bear fruit and have absolutely no relationship with that child. And then, so there are varying degrees, right? And there are those who have donated DNA, know who the child is, but has a horrible or almost a disjoint,
insignificant relationship.
If not toxic.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Better off without. And then there are those others. So... They're not all created equal.
It's not all created
and
equal.
And
that's exactly why we come to the question.
So then the question then is, if the ones that are just a donor, right, are you better off without him only because you weren't given a choice? You had no say as the child of that. You understand?
But what the question then becomes, you know, is the child better off not having that individual, you know? And of course, as a social worker, I will contend that there's nobody that's without redeeming qualities. There's no one who does not have strength. Hidden though they may be, camouflaged by other things though they may be.
Right.
Yeah, but there's nobody that does not have some redeeming
strength-based
Strength-based
kind
so
of
even at this functional father, right? Even a poorly performing father. Is that better to have that than not have no father at all? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. And again...
Because Dr. Pinot goes on to say...
Oh, he does, huh?
Right? Because he looks at the connection between fathers and child outcomes. And related to cognitive ability, educational achievement, psychological well-being, and social behavior.
Okay.
Right? So all those things are impacted by a relationship, a positive relationship with a father figure, involved father figure.
So we're not just using father anymore, no, we're using father figure.
No, but you're the one that introduced that.
No, I'm just saying because...
Because the concept of father, right, could be broad. It
sure,
could
it be
a stepfather.
Yeah.
It could be an adoptive father.
It could be uncle.
But what we're looking at, is it necessary to have that father in the home, that father-child relationship in the child's life in order to encourage more positive outcome for the child?
Yes. I am saying, I don't know this because I have no scientific proof, but I would say that a child is better off with a father figure, a relationship with a person viewed in the context of a father in their life.
Okay.
I think it has it adds more to a healthier child, to a more positive outcome, than if there is none at all. Because I would.
So what about those families that wait? What about those families that are adopted families? like a single woman who adopts a child.
Right.
And there's no father figure,
right,
so to speak. This is a woman
right.
raising the child by herself.
Is she any different from the one who had where the husband or the father has no relationship with that child?
Well, because it's a choice. In this instance, it's a choice. So that's the big difference.
Yeah, but the child can't appreciate the choice. It's the mother who made that choice.
I know, but
So to ask the child to understand this is Timmy, that you're adopted. So therefore, you're different from your friend Bill, whose father is not in his life.
Right, but that might come with a level of resentment in the parent, in the mother, that might not be seen in Billy's parent as opposed to Timmy's parent.
Because of the relationship that they had with the person
right.
who's no
And because there's an expectation on that mother.
He's not participating.
I'm doing this by myself as opposed to a parent who's chosen to do this by themselves.
I hear you. I don't know. I mean, I think kids still have, I would think, and I've seen it enough on TV, I think, somewhere in there you can, the phrase escapes me, but where you think every child without a father, at some point in their life, or along the way, because they see kids with fathers, you know, what about mine, and where is mine, and ask questions, probably, you know, wanting to know, because normal seem like having a father. Normal is promoted as you said, the media, social, or we are socialized that, all right, even if he's not a good father, but at least having one, knowing one, identifying one, being able to point to him and say, that's my father, here's a picture of my father. My father and I did, or my father and I didn't. But being able to have those types of conversations are somewhat normal, are deemed normal. So therefore, I think children will ask those questions of, yes, the appropriate person then would be the mother.
Right.
And then how that conversation goes then deems how that relationship is nurtured and grown and so on.
So let's take it one step further. And think about the experience of that child who, for whatever reason, has that absent father, whether it's by choice of the mother or by circumstances of life.
Right, he died.
He's in prison, he's dead, he's just missing, unavailable.
Okay.
So for that child who has to live this experience of not having a father and then having to recognize and celebrate and be included in
Father's Day. So you're saying, how does that child... celebrate Father's Day.
Right. And is there an appropriate way to deal with that?
Wow, that's hard. Because, as you know, I mean, when my father passed away, it was in April. And I was aware of my father, you know, passing away. And, yes, it was, you know, you grieve when you... But... the first day, I really, truly, like, almost wake up that morning and said, realize really fully that I no longer have someone to pick up the phone and call and say, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Was on Father's Day.
Really? So you felt really connected to that day and to your father.
But I never knew that I did. I never thought about it.
So it was just rough.
I just got there. I remember standing in the middle of the kitchen and today is Father's Day. I do not have a father to call anymore. You know? So, to say kids who never had one, why is there any need for them to say, you know, is it any different from children who grew up in a certain family or that does not celebrate Christmas or birthdays?
But, you know, I feel like the celebration and the recognition of Mother's Day or Father's Day or Valentine's Day or whatever it is just so much more now than even when we were growing up. Like,
is it because it's more valuable? They put more value? Is it more commercial? Is it more of a thing? Is it more selling things?
You know, and I think media is more a presence in our lives, in everybody's
because
lives.
Before you would take up the phone or you would send a card. Now you send a text or you send an email, right? and you send an email or a text to everybody that you know, or you post it on Facebook or wherever, and says, Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. It's not like you wrote a card and you sent to Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so. So did that make it more what? I don't know. But how does that translate to the child, as you said, who have no relationship with their father or does not have a father by design or whatever? But he can't get away from recognizing that Father's Day is coming. Today is Father's Day. You know, what you should do, and you might, you know, every year, you know, you hear about what should be done with a father or Mother's Day or whatever else, and others are doing it. So how does that child feel? And it probably will be more of child-specific, I think, each child based on circumstance.
Yeah.
But for some, it must be very hard.
And I think generally speaking, right, again, we go back to the media representation of the role of father, right? And for many, the expected bar is very low for fathers of color. It's really very low.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Right?
They don't have much expectation.
Right, they don't have much expectation of fathers of color.
Right.
And so, but I think the reality is different than that. It's different than the popular representation in media. I think the reality is, and that's what we see in our communities, and that's what we see in the streets, at least that's what I see, is that there are more fathers being involved with children. Like, you see so many men now walking around with babies, and I mean men of color, strapped to their chest, or pushing a stroller and carrying another baby. I see that, yeah, I see that so much more now than I ever did. And I mean, yeah, their pants might be sagging, but they're still present in that role. And so because that reality has not caught up in media, so the children in the streets, the children who are in the schools with these other children who are without fathers, for whatever the reason, they're seeing that. And they're being exposed to more of that. And what impact is that having? And does it, you know, the research would suggest, certainly, that yes, it does have an impact, that a child who's exposed to a father who's involved and positive and really concerned and supportive is great, because that child is going to be socially more developed, is going to be emotionally more developed, is going to be academically more developed. That child is going to have an advantage just from having a positive interaction with not just another adult, but with their father.
Okay. It would be hard, even if there was no research done, it would be hard to argue that logically or seem that anecdotally that would what would be happening. And again, I am sure there are kids who grew up and became their best self without a father, or so it seems, right? But because you don't have a father, you're saying, well, how do you know that your life couldn't be better than what it is? And what is the, and maybe this is part of what you're saying, what is the value added? What does he bring? What does having a father bring to your development that if it is not there, you can't have it?
Okay, or it's represented in your development, right?
Right.
The
right.
absence of it is represented in your development.
Either or,
yeah.
Right. Because, you know, you could be as responsible an adult or as progressive and outgoing and conscious of who you are, comfortable in your skin, you know, striving and all that, but not having a father, how did that affect you in a, want of a better word, a negative way?
Yeah.
You know, because you don't have it, so what did it prevent you from becoming?
Right.
You know,
and that's
hard.
And that's kind of the question that I'm asking,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And do we see the difference represented in a parent, in a mother who chooses to say, okay, I am choosing to have this child by myself, to parent this child by myself, and so therefore is planning or compensating for that absence, right, of a father figure.
Is that fear to the child?
Whether fear or not, that's judgmental.
No, but I guess not even so much judgmental, but in the context of this conversation towards the father, because you might say, well, listen, adopting this child, you gave this child love, who knows what circumstances that child is coming from. And you're now providing a home, love, a relationship
support.
With support, the whole thing, in terms of, I'm not your adopted mother. I am your mother. You are my everything, or you three, or however many you adopt. And maybe even if he or she had another child, there's no difference, right? A biological child with a father, so I mean. But, again, the question of fatherhood, again, and it depends on the relationship and how those questions are answered. Mom, where is my daddy?
But that's easily explained, because, again, what I'm saying is, if a parent chooses that,
yeah.
then it's easy to say that you're born of my heart. I chose to have you, and there was no father, there was no husband in my life, but I chose to have a child.
Right.
As opposed to a parent who had a relationship with the father, and then for whatever reason, that relationship, dissolves.
Right.
And then that person is absent from the child's life.
Right.
And that mother is unable to explain without laying blame or feeling guilt that the father is absent for whatever reason. He doesn't care. He's in prison. He's whatever. So I'm saying, is there a difference in how that parent who chooses to parent alone, that mother who chooses to parent alone, explains, compensates, supports, provides for that child because this is a choice that they're making? And it's as opposed to a parent who does not have that, who did not choose that.
I'm almost sensing you're saying there's a higher probability of a better outcome, and I use the word better loosely, for a child who is adopted as opposed to one who is raised by a single parent out of a
circumstance,
a relationship that fell apart, or whatever it might be. Circumstance that, as you said, no longer in your life, for whatever reason. Am I...
Yeah, but, that's the question that I'm asking. Because does that parent who's chosen to take that...
But there are other circumstances behind that. No, there are other things that lead to that choice, though. There are other circumstances that lead to you making that decision to adopt. Without a father, is it because you never found anyone you'd like to have children with? Whatever you're saying.
It doesn't matter what the circumstances.
Yes. But it affects how you raise that child.
Does it?
Yes, I think it does.
In what
because
way?
You're saying then, your point then is saying, if the person was in a relationship, the relationship fell apart, I am now raising this child by myself, that circumstance, or those conditions under which this child was conceived and this person separated from us, affects how I feel.
Yeah, and can affect how you relate to the child.
Right, so then let's go back to the other person then that says, I am now adopting this child for my various reasons. That in itself as well can cause that person to affect how they raise the child.
Yeah, because what I'm saying is it's a choice. And that's the difference that I think.
Sometimes it's a choice, yes, but there are circumstances that lead to that choice. I am physically not able to.
It doesn't matter.
No, yes, it does. Yes,
no,
it does.
It doesn't affect the child, right? It might affect the person.
But then why is it then that because I had a relationship with a man, because I got pregnant by a man, and we are no longer together, it could be we're no longer together, but we're friends. But under these circumstances, he's not having a relationship with my child because it did not end well. Therefore, it impacts how I feel about this person who was my
child. Right, and
my
how
person,
you feel about the child.
Listen, I hear what you're saying because, I saw something the other day, I don't remember if it was in the newspaper or whatever, where this 18 or whatever year old young miss, she was in high school, she had this baby, the baby resembled her ex-boyfriend, and therefore she threw the baby out. So how you feel about the person...
And that's exactly my point.
That's kind of drastic, right? But, again, understood. But my point also is, when a woman adopts a child, right? She adopts a child and raises that child, and adopts a child and raises... Because couples adopt children as well, where you have mother and father, right?
Right.
But we're talking about a woman adopting a child by herself and raising a child or children.
But what
herself.
I'm saying, Raymond, by the time she gets to that, more than likely, she's resolved with that idea. of whatever it is that
but
has led to it.
But she who ended the relationship with the harvest arm.
No, because you're still left with the responsibility of raising a child. So if, for example, I'm not physically able to give birth to a child, that's
not being
different.
I'm not able to be a mother,
no.
And then I can't date that way. And
yeah,
only being a father, I can only
yeah,
see
but
my
you,
way.
But but what I'm saying is, because if the idea is that I'm not physically able to be a, my body cannot produce children, but
right.
I can. A child can be born of my heart instead of my body,
yeah.
Right? And so that there's no conflict there, as opposed to we gave birth to the child and I am stuck raising this child for the next 18 years.
Right, but there are people, but don't make it sound so left and right, though, because there are people, I am sure, and I who knows what the percentages are, there are people who have had children in those same circumstances.
And done a fabulous job. Because we
love our children.
Yeah,
and,
my grandmother was that.
And deal with that in terms of the love for these children far transcends whatever.
And that's exactly where we started out. We started out by saying that we've seen throughout, you know, we've seen examples of where women have raised children well.
Absolutely. And it far transcends the sense that they are single parents. I mean, and I don't think this whole term of single parent, I think it's so loosely used. Some people use it as a badge of honor. You know, it's seen as such. You know, where there are women who are raising one, two, three, however many children, by themselves, and this is what they do, and they love their children.
Women, but we have in my family, for example,
okay.
I've seen that. I have so many people in my family raised by single parents.
Okay.
And
I guess parents here being moms.
Yeah, and raised well and turned out well.
Absolutely, I'm sure.
And I know
a
lot of people.
Absolutely, a lot of
I have friends like that. So that's not the question. It's not the question of whether that can be done and whether that can be done successfully. The question is, what impact does it have on a child when that's the circumstance that they're dealt, where the father is absent, and does it impact their development?
What do you think?
I think that, yeah, it does.
You think
depending
it does?
On the circumstances by which we arrive at that.
So you think the circumstances that arrive at it, not necessarily the aftermath, not necessarily. You're saying the circumstances leading up to that child plays a greater role than after the fact. Because it affects everything after.
Because I'm saying that, for example, you cannot look at a parent who's chosen to adopt and be a single parent versus a mother who's forced to be a single parent because of the circumstantial absence of the father.
And I don't think,
I think that
the same.
Those right. And I think that those two things make a difference in how that parent regards their role, that mother regards the role as parent.
You're saying the probability is higher for a parent who's adopting
and
to
so
be
the stress,
at peace.
And the stress.
Because listen, I chose, I walked down the aisle, I choose to buy this thing, I choose to do this. I prepared my room, I did what I needed to do in my life. I adjusted my work schedule. And I chose to do this week, this month, this year.
Right. And so the chances are of that being a significantly economically draining or difficult situation. But it might not be the same if the father is absent, because that parent might be left to do it by themselves. So what is the conversation that was important to have.
Right? I agree.
Yeah, it was a conversation that I thought was important.
Well, happy Father's Day to all the fathers and mothers and those
mothers
who play
fathers,
father figures and those who are mentors and whatever father means to you, I think. You know, I think, you know, sometimes there's no significant difference between mother and father, because after a woman gives birth to a child and the child is grown, what's the distinction? It's the good influence of the adult, an adult senior.
That the role of a father, the positive role of a father in the life of a child has really great outcomes, you know, supports really great outcomes.
The father should play a greater role as best as possible in the lives of the child.
Yeah, as much as possible, we need to have the fathers represented
that was quick.
In the lives of the child, of
that
the children,
quick.
You know. It's important. It really is important. So, until next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithdelia.com. and like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at Discussion Delia. Thank you again for listening. Peace and blessings.